there's a big difference between the self-improvement programs that this world has to offer and the powerful life transformation that God has to offer. It's chalk and cheese. And today, I'm believing that God wants you to have a whole new life. Hi, I'm Bernie Dimet, and welcome again to the program as we take a look at the year ahead, your year ahead, from a different perspective. Over the last few weeks on the program, in this series called New Year, Fresh Start, we've been taking a bit of a look at the new life that God wants each one of us to live. It's a new year, so it's time for a fresh start. God is the God of new beginnings. God is the God who makes the past irrelevant, who forgives everything, who heals everything to give us a new life to walk in. He wants you to have a fresh start. That's not some vague promise from some joker on the radio. That's a promise from God that comes direct from his word. Romans chapter 6, verse 4. So when we were baptized, we were buried with Christ and took part in his death. And just as Christ was raised from death by the wonderful power of the Father, so we can now live a new life. Did you hear that? A new life. But it's not a life that comes on our terms. It's not a life that we can conjure up out of nothing so that we can head back to the old life. That old life was all about pleasing ourselves. That old life was all about doing it my way, being healthy, wealthy, wise, being comfortable, being happy. And that is not the new life that God is talking about here. Too many people start the new year off wanting some change. They'll grab onto anything that's on offer, go with it for a while, realize there's sacrifice involved, and then head back to their old life. Sound familiar? It's a pattern that's repeated itself over and over again in countless people's lives ever since time immemorial. In fact, the Israelites tried it too. They'd been in slavery in Egypt for something like 450 years. Finally, God hears the cry of his people. He raises up a leader, Moses, gives the man extraordinary powers, sends 10 plagues on the Egyptians, and leads his people miraculously out of slavery. Woohoo! But have a listen to how the Israelites reacted at the first sign of trouble. Exodus chapter 14, verses 8 to 12. The Israelites were leaving with their arms raised in victory, but the Lord caused Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, to become brave. And Pharaoh chased the Israelites. The Egyptian army had many horses and soldiers and chariots. They chased the Israelites and caught up with them while they were camped near the Red Sea at Pi-Hahiroth, east of Baal Zephon. When the Israelites saw Pharaoh and his army coming towards them, they were very frightened and they cried out to the Lord for help. They said to Moses, "Why did you bring us out of Egypt? Did you bring us out here to die in the desert? Well, we could have died peacefully in Egypt. There were plenty of graves in Egypt. We told you this would happen. In Egypt, we said, 'Please don't bother us. Let us stay and serve the Egyptians.' It would have been better for us to stay and to be slaves than to come out here and die in the desert." Go figure. God's done all these amazing things, these powerful miracles and plagues on Egypt. And the moment the going gets tough, they want to run back to the safety of their old lives in slavery. And this isn't the only time after God takes them miraculously through the Red Sea, destroying Pharaoh's army in the process. All of a sudden, they realize there's no food out here in the wilderness. Exodus chapter 16, verses 1 to 3. Then the people left Elim and came to the desert of Zin between Elim and Sinai. They arrived at that place on the 15th day of the second month after leaving Egypt. Then the whole community of Israelites began complaining again. They complained to Moses and Aaron in the desert. They said, "It would have been better if the Lord had just killed us in the land of Egypt. At least there we had plenty to eat. We had all the food we needed. But now you've brought us out here into the desert to make us die from hunger?" So because they're under pressure, because they're uncomfortable and uncertain and outside their comfort zone, the comfort zone of their slavery, despite all the miracles to date, despite the whole parting of the Red Sea and the miraculous destruction of Pharaoh's army, what, they figured God is not into this? Exodus chapter 16, verses 4 and 5. Then the Lord said to Moses, "I will cause food to fall from the sky. This food will be for you to eat. Every day the people should go out and gather the food they need that day. I will do this to see if they will do what I tell them. Every day the people will gather only enough food for one day. But on Friday, when the people prepared their food, they will see that they have enough for 2 days. And so it was, exactly as God had said. Do you see my point here? This is exactly how we want to behave. We want a new life. We want the power of the Holy Spirit in us. We want to see miracles and transformation in our lives. But the moment the going gets tough, we want to run back to Egypt. It's a pattern that repeats itself millions of times over and over again as New Year resolutions are abandoned. And it's a pattern that repeats itself millions of times as people realize that taking hold of this new life, battle by battle, isn't going to be that easy. My exhortation to you today is don't turn back. Don't be like the Israelites here. Know that your purpose is to love God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind, and to love your neighbor as yourself. Know that God has a plan. He has the power and he has the will to bring his plans for your life to fruition, no matter how daunting the opposition may appear. James chapter 1 verse 12, great blessings belong to those who are tempted and remain faithful. After they have proved their faith, God will give them the crown of eternal life. God promised this to all people who love him. That right there is the word of God for you today. That's God speaking perseverance and hope and resolve into your heart today. They're not my words. This is God's word. In my heart, I know that there are many listening in today who would resolve to turn back, to give up. But God today has visited you by his Spirit and by his word to show you a way forward. And may you indeed be blessed as you receive his word into your heart. Well, right now, in the couple of minutes that we have left together, it's time to pray, because your enemy, the devil, wants to steal God's word away from you, just as Jesus said he tried to do. So let's engage with the power of God to protect you by praying. Father God, what an amazing tragedy it is that so many people hear your word, even receive your word, and yet the enemy comes along and steals it away from them. We pray today for every person who is with us, every person around the globe who has received your word through today's program. Lord, we ask that by your divine grace and power, you would protect us from evil, protect us from the devil. We pray that the seed that's been planted in our hearts by you today would be protected by you, preserved by you, watered by you, and through your grace would sprout forward a new shoot and a new life. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hey, it's no coincidence that we've had this time together today, you and I. It's no coincidence at all. God has a plan for you, a plan not to harm you, but a plan for good, a plan for the rest of your life here on earth, and a plan for the rest of your eternity. If you believe in Jesus, if you have put all your trust in Jesus, that plan will unfold itself in your life, just as God's amazing plans unfolded for Israel after they were set free from slavery. He was with his people back then in power and in might, and he is with you today in the same way, with the same power, with the same might, and with the same tender-hearted love. Don't let go of that. And whatever you do, don't let the devil plant his weeds around God's seed, trying to convince you to turn back. As the days, the weeks, the months, and the years slip by, I know that you'll be able to look back and see the mighty things that God has done for you. Some days, and as that daily grind just kind of grinds away at us, it's easy to forget that Jesus died and rose again to give us victory over our sin and over our circumstances. Victory. That's why every video message that we record here at Christianity Works is available on our YouTube channel. The daily fresh devotional videos, the weekly in-depth half-hour Christianity Works teaching, and even some in-the-moment, close-to-the-action videos that I shoot now and then. They're all available on our YouTube channel at ChristianityWorks.tv. Just subscribe to the channel and you'll be notified each time a new video is posted. It's simply amazing how powerfully the Spirit of God can move even through just a short video message. I guess we shouldn't be surprised. After all, the Word of God is alive and active. Amen. I'd love to encourage you to live your life in victory. So again, the web address of our YouTube channel is ChristianityWorks.tv. I'm David Diamond. Catch you again.